1-800-633-0305. That's 1-800-633-0305.
He's Mike Schultz, the entertainment editor and calendar boy there at the River Cities Reader.
What was last week? Calendar wrangler?
Yes.
Kind of preferred that one.
Well, but you were calendar lackey the week before, so.
That one's good, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Calendar boy.
I love the calendar boy.
Oh, see, I got a theme song with it. I'll take
that,
then.
That's right.
I think we should mention that Mike's appearance.
Yes.
Is brought to us by Rave Motion Pictures, Davenport, 18
well
on 53rd.
Way to keep us on task. I was going to do the entire Sadaka tune, but go ahead. This is more fun.
Visit the website. RaveMotionPictures.com for showtimes, all digital pictures, and more stunning 3D offerings. Free refills on large popcorn and soft drinks. They also have the IMAX theater. We should also point out that not all that far from Rave Motion Pictures is Dickie's Barbecue Pit, who brought in some delicious spicy cheddar sausage. What did you think of that?
That was outstanding.
Tasty, huh?
It gets a good review from all three
of
us.
From all of us.
That was really good.
I went to rcreader.com, the website of the River Cities Reader, because there's nothing I enjoy more on a weekend than when Mike leaves here and we know he's dead man walking. And we know he's about to have an awful time at the movie. So I got my computer all warmed up and ready to go read his reviews to make sure that he had as awful a time as I thought he
was
going to.
Which is what you wanted.
Mm-hmm. Which, because here's the thing.
Because the Schadenfreude is fun.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know.
Others must fail.
F you, lady, that's what stairs are for. So here's the thing. You didn't really have that bad of a time at the movies this weekend.
No, of all
the
things.
The only one that was disappointed.
The Peter Weir movie was worse than the Ashton Kutcher movie. That was bizarre.
That's the only person who was disappointed by the movies this weekend was me, because I really thought you were going to rip the Ashton Kutcher, Natalie Portman thing, a new one.
It just seemed so easy,
right?
I mean, come on.
But I guess
it's an Ashton Kutcher movie.
It didn't totally suck, though, huh?
It really didn't totally suck.
So no. You liked it.
I think I kind of liked it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It's
something
that
I would watch
anything?
Again on cable pretty easily.
Let me ask you this, and maybe this isn't the appropriate place to ask, but does Natalie Portman have pictures of you doing something and you have to just give her positive reviews? Does Natalie Portman know where you buried a body?
No. To be fair, I haven't liked a lot of her. I mean, most of her movies I don't care for. I didn't like Closer,
true.
The one she got nominated for.
Okay, all right.
Now, Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium, should we bring up?
Did
anyone?
Did this remind you of anything?
It's very Love and Other Drugs.
Love and Other Drugs.
But what it reminded
me
of,
to be
honest.
You didn't like that one so much, did
I didn't,
you?
No. But what it reminded me of, to be honest, is Ivan Reitman did Dave, the movie Dave with Kevin Kline.
Right.
Did Kindergarten Cop.
Right.
You forget that these are movies that have a lot of really good people in it. I mean, a lot of fun supporting characters who just like pop up for a couple scenes and you're like, well, that was awesome. And that's what this movie is. It's got, I'd say maybe almost a dozen supporting characters who just keep popping up and they're all kind of fun and witty and enjoyable.
How was Mindy Cohn?
It's God, I'm such an idiot. I'm such an idiot. She's not in it.
What?
I heard about it on the radio the first time I heard about it. And they said Mindy Kaling from The Office.
Oh.
And I just got it in my head it was Mindy Cohn. So I apologize.
Oh, Mindy Kaling's awesome.
She is, and she's great in the movie, too. But I am sorry. It's the first thing I thought. As soon as she popped on screen, I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Mindy Kaling.
Okay,
I'm a fool.
So
I apologize.
That makes But can I just say now, that makes a lot more sense.
Yes, for sure.
Do the two leads then stink?
No, Natalie Portman's, she's good, and Kutcher does his Kutcher thing, you know. But he's got not bad writing, which helps.
Yeah.
He usually doesn't, nor does she,
to be honest. So when we say, why is he still making movies a year or two from now, you'll go, there was that one.
Yeah.
No strings attached.
He should really just find a nice sitcom and go, you know, go away for a while. Yeah, just do something on Friday night on ABC, for instance.
Something that you're not obligated to watch for a living.
So I don't have to review a manual.
Right. Have your show and have it on Friday so there's no chance of me seeing it.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
You know?
Put it on any other day. Put it on Friday.
And then you watch some movie where Ed Harris is walking across the world with a bunch of...
The Way Back. Yeah, it's about seven guys who escaped from a Russian gulag in World War II and walk 4,000 miles to India. To freedom.
What's that take?
Eesh.
How long does that take?
Well, it took about 2 hours for me, but for them it was a few months. I think it goes from winter to summer.
But who suffered more though?
Oh well, they did.
Okay,
it's not awful, but it's just got this really tired, terrible script. I mean, they like walk through blizzards and they're like, we can't see. It's a blizzard. It's like, yeah, uh huh. I see that perfectly well. Yeah.
Why,
you know,
did they think they were doing a radio play?
I don't know, a little
bit.
The
Goon Squad?
Why were they in a Russian gulag?
They were imprisoned by...
Were they naughty?
The Russians. They did bad things, I guess. Or things to not make the Russians happy.
Yeah. But so, weren't the Russians on our side in WW2?
Well, they were.
Were these Nazis escaping to Russia? What?
No, they just—they, I don't know—they said bad things about communism. I don't know.
See,
you know, it's
that's
like
that's a
they don't
a,
explain it. They're imprisoned.
A,
we just go with it.
Bit of a flaw in the script.
Like why
that we were.
See, when I see people walking and suffering and overcoming, and it's World War II, I assume that it's Jews running away from Nazis.
Yeah.
These are people running away from Russians.
They're Poles. There's Ed Harris plays an American. He's so Ed Harris in this movie. He's the most Ed Harris you've ever seen, this guy. Jeez. The first words out of his mouth, I'm like, wow, this is going to be an Ed Harris
performance. Through the journey, he gets out his cell phone and calls Amy Madigan to see what's for supper. Is that how Ed Harris he is?
It's close, man.
Does he wear the little white vest?
Ed Harris vest?
Yes,
okay, I know
Apollo
what you're talking
13.
About. I know what you mean. No, he doesn't.
That'd be.
But seriously, if you saw it, you'd be like, "Yeah, damn it, that's an Ed Harris performance."
Okay, so there's that.
So anyway,
so
there's a Pole, there's an American, they're all
and they walk into a bar.
They're all wrongfully imprisoned, you know. And then they escape, and it's kind of dreary, but it's good looking. It's a cool. The movie looks good.
Yeah.
It's just
okay.
Hard to listen to.
Man, if
was that the only stuff you saw?
I got to walk.
Or you saw one
that
more?
That was it. No.
I got to walk all that way. And the good thing is I end up in India. Boy. No thanks.
Why was it?
And you have to walk through the Himalayas, too, which is like, and that's torturous.
Why is it I thought you were going to have a better weekend this week?
It wasn't bad.
I know, but I don't understand why I thought going in you were going to have a good week.
Because
it wasn't going to be as bad as the week before. It wasn't going to be the dilemma. You know?
Yeah.
So that was helpful.
Well, opening today at Rave Motion Pictures.
I went and saw The Fighter.
Yeah.
So, I'm getting a ticket. I'm getting a ticket for Ron, and there's a young couple that come up right behind me, and I'm like, two for The Fighter, and they go, oh, is that good? And the guy at Rave is like, yeah, I hear it's really good. And it's like, oh, we can't decide between that and The Dilemma. And I'm thinking.
Well, there's a dilemma.
I'm like, and he goes, they're like, what you want to hear about The Dilemma? And it's like, well, that's supposed to be more of a comedy. You know, if you can't tear down.
No.
I don't think it's his job to tear down any movies.
Right.
You
right.
know,
yeah.
But I'm thinking to myself.
No.
Well, there are very few.
There's no dilemma there.
Yeah. I didn't say anything. I guess I should have chimed in and said.
That's not your business to tell people how to spend their money.
It's not my business.
Exactly.
How to spend your money. But they
if
did.
They don't do their due diligence as ticket readers or ticket buyers to listen to this segment or check out Mike's reviews, I say screw them.
So this was on Saturday morning. Very few people in the theater, maybe five of us.
Sure.
They didn't come in. So I'm thinking, well, it looks like he got stuck with the dilemma.
They saw The Dilemma, which they might have very well enjoyed.
Well,
who knows?
Maybe, I suppose.
Who knows? You know.
Let's talk about the two. There's now 127 Hours is opening at the Rave today,
about
right?
That? Yes,
with James Franco.
That an Inside Job Oscar nominated documentary.
I don't want to give it away, but it takes 95 minutes for him to cut that arm off.
Yeah,
and
it looks good.
The other movie. Thing opening up is a documentary.
Yeah, called Inside Job.
Inside Job
about the economic meltdown.
We also have opening up in theaters today around the Quad Cities. The Right. Anthony Hopkins stars in a thriller about an American seminary student who attends exorcism school. At the Vatican. This sounds like a laugh riot. Here's a clip from The Right.
She's seeing a psychiatrist?
Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, she doesn't respond to treatment.
Is she on antidepressants?
No. No, she's pregnant.
Don't you think she should see a psychiatrist again?
What about these nails?
It could be that she swallowed them beforehand. It hurt the baby. She clearly doesn't want it.
What about the voice inside her? That wasn't a human voice, was it? You be careful, Michael.
Why?
Choosing not to believe in the devil won't protect you from him.
Oh, man, that sounds kind of spooky.
Pretty spooky.
Spooky. That audio sounded like we had
audio
somebody
was pretty cool.
Smuggle it out of the theater.
Yeah,
and
it looks
handheld.
Spooky.
It doesn't look bad.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it's good.
Yeah.
I mean, these things are almost never good. These... You know,
with the doors shutting
these
fast.
Yeah, these The Devil's Among Us movies are usually crap, but we'll see.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if anyone's gonna scare the
now,
hell
you've
out of
you, seen
it's
127
Anthony
Hours.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, you loved it. Now,
awful good.
How much of it is him chopping off his arm?
60 seconds, maybe. maybe 60 seconds best.
But how long is it him being stuck?
Oh, about 90 minutes.
Oh, a lot of it.
Yeah. There's a prelude that lasts maybe 10 minutes, and then
he's stuck.
Then he's stuck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's little flashbacks. There's little kind of fantasy scenes.
While
he's
stuck.
Yeah, there's stuff that happens. Right. It's not just him and a rock.
Also opening in theaters today at the Rave Motion Pictures there on 53rd and Davenport, we've got The Mechanic. It's a Jason Statham movie.
That's awesome.
He's an elite assassin who forges a deadly partnership when he takes on a protege in pursuit of revenge. In this one, Dean gets a call from Arthur. Dean is played by Tony Goldwyn, and Arthur played by our guy, Jason Statham, who's just awesome in everything he does. Here's a clip from The Mechanic.
Yes.
How much was Harry's life worth?
$50 million. Harry's death was business. Pure and simple.
Well, it's not going to be so simple now.
You think you can get to me before I get to you?
I already have.
No!
Kind of excited.
Don't look around.
Mm-hmm. I love Statham. He's good.
Where are you at right now? I'm in my office. I don't see how that's possible. I'd be looking right at you.
You didn't like him in, what was the one?
The Expendables?
No, not The Expendables.
That whole movie was
bad. What was the one with the, where they had to keep shocking him?
Liked the first one.
I didn't like the second one. I thought Crank 2 was
Crank
2. Crap. Yeah, right. That was
Crank
awful. Right.
Still cranking.
Well, he makes bad movies.
Crank 2.
You know? Still cranking.
He's got some losers under his belt, but he's always good.
If ever there was a movie that did not deserve a sequel, it was Crank.
Yeah, right.
But it made too much damn money.
Crank
2. Still cranking. He's Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader, and now it's our job to give away a 4-pack of tickets good for the Rave Cinemas, right?
Again, Rave Motion Pictures, Davenport 18 on 53rd. Visit the website, ravemotionpictures.com. All digital pictures, more stunning 3D offerings, free refills on large popcorn and soft drinks, and IMAX.
326 Rock, 326 1049. Let's give these 4-pack of tickets to our 9.